324 of the podcast, sort of a random episode. We give shouts out to the one and only Jack Gervais and the camp that he's running this summer. If you got kiddos, go sign them up. We'll give you all the details when we get into the show. There's also an exciting announcement. So stick around and hang out and find out some cool stuff. Otherwise, sit back, relax, let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans. Episode 324 of the podcast. And I'm going to apologize in advance for the fact that this podcast is not going to be anywhere close to as fun to listen to as the last podcast that you listened to, because we just can't do as well by ourselves as we can do with Pete and Kim. And we hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Here we go.
They did enjoy that episode. We've gotten some solid response. Kev, your hair's getting long, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're low for some reason. I can't hear you. I don't know if your mic's on or what. Sounds like it is on, but maybe it's not turned up. Say something again. Yeah, you're just really quiet.
It is. It's really low. It sounds like you're trying to serenade us to sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's coming through the internal. It just sounds like his mic's super low. I don't know what it is. Pete and Kim are the living example of 100%. They give 100%. And I think many of you heard that, listened to it. Some of you saw it if you watched the video. And they're hard not to like. Got a comment here on the, probably got a couple comments actually, but this is the most recent one on the Patreon feed of this podcast. And this is from Evan. Slowly catching up and heard this episode. I hear you guys talk about Grays all the time, and I was today years old when I found out that they owned Martini's in Burlington as well. Next time I'm back visiting my parents, I'm going to have to hit that up. Great show as always. Normally caring is something you can physically see. If you were ever able to describe what caring sounds like, you need to play this episode and listen to Pete and Kim talk about their Hawkeye kids. That's basically it right there.
That's true. You can definitely feel how much they care about their people, their tribe.
They're just different. Somebody on Facebook said that this is definitely going down as their favorite episode all time. And, not that it was supposed to be an advertisement, but we had so many people talk about going to Gray's yesterday.
Dude, I hope Gray's takeout just absolutely blows up.
And they've got they're going all in on the Lip City pizza thing. They've already changed their Instagram handle and their Facebook page to Lip City Pizza. So, and did Pete text you guys, ask for the address?
No, not yet.
Oh, so he hates you guys. He texted me.
I think so.
He texted me after the show, but didn't ask for the address.
Oh,
I think he assumes that I should probably just stop by. Since I live,
well, that's true for you. Away. Yeah, that's true. He texted me after the show and said, "Thanks for having us on your amazing podcast. Send me your address, and I'll get a pizza sent to you."
So. Well, maybe I did. Maybe because he definitely texted me. I just didn't know if he asked about the pizza.
Well, he asked me. I am very interested in whatever, anything that Pete puts together with his hands. That's made for consumption. I'm in at least once. Drake is correct. This episode, while it may have some interesting parts, is not going to be as interesting or as fun as the last one. This is sort of one of those filler episodes again. We'll get to a bigger topic here in a second. Old Jack Gervais shot me a text this morning. And I'm only good to Jack Gervais for one thing these days, and that's media attention, right? And though he will not die, he is the cockroach of the NFL. He has carved a path as a fringe special teamer that I am strongly jealous of. He has done one of the coolest things on earth, which is put together or be a part of the Rally for Reed football camp. And old Jack wanted us to spend some time. I said, hey, you know what? We're recording tonight. Why don't you hop on the show? He said, fuck you. I've got a linebacker's dinner that's way more important.
And probably significantly more fun.
Way more fun, right? If there's a linebacker dinner happening, you know that it's probably on a similar level to Pete and Kim and Grace.
So. There was a linebacker dinner that was happening at Coach Wallace's house back when I was still playing. And I went and picked Brady Ross up, and me and Brady Ross drove to Wally's house and wedding crashed their linebacker dinner.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Were you pissed, Kev?
No, not really.
You didn't like the album? I hope
not. Because we were extended an invitation by Wallace to come.
I think it's just because the linebackers and those two nincompoops, you know, we traded so much paint with each other that, you know, enough linebacker had rubbed off on them that they got themselves an invite.
Was there ever a hit that you guys took in practice that significant?
Yeah, me and Kevin almost killed each other one time after Brian ripped our asses for not going hard enough in 9-on-7. And then we ran power 26 and Kevin knew it was coming and he went down to the ground and I was not going to get my ass ripped two times in a row. So I just hit Kevin as hard as I could with my head. And I thought I died that day for a little couple seconds.
Yeah. The end of that question was going to be, was there ever a hit that you guys took that significantly concerned you on a immediate time frame? Like that, like right after you took it, or like as you're walking off the field, you're kind of like, that might have done some
that one irreversible damage. That one hurt, but I was still, you know, was still there. The only one that made me feel that way was opening kickoff of the Boston College game in the Pinstripe Bowl.
That's the only one.
Talked about it. Don't have a whole lot of memory of that game, but yeah, took a crown of the head right to the temple and was pushing people out of the way who were not there to get back to the bench.
In all reality,
go back and look at the film. I'm literally pushing people out of the way who are not standing there.
You were doing the breaststroke in open air.
Yep, exactly.
Drake, I was gonna say Drake knows about that, but he doesn't because he was a freestyler. Doesn't know shit about the breaststroke.
No, I was a better breaststroker than a freestyler up until I hurt my knee in high school. When I was youth, I think I was a state champ breaststroker in the open, but I know I was a multiple time state champ in our relays. I was a breaststroker.
And then the knee affects that because of the kick, the weirder kick.
Dude, my MCL was sprained and it hurt so bad to do the kick. I just couldn't do it. I didn't even practice it anymore.
Is breaststroke or butterfly the worst one?
Butterfly.
Butterfly is the worst one. Just because
it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
Did you ever race that when you were younger?
I did. I was a pretty good butterflyer just because I was pretty strong, but I didn't have the undulation. Mm-hmm. Hilarious story about a butterfly. The coach's eldest son, who was a really good swimmer, he got a scholarship to swim at Iowa. Eventually, but when we were probably, he was probably 16, he came into a tournament and his dad put him in the 200 meter butterfly in a long course pool, which is about as painful as a race gets, if I'm being honest. The
long course
800 IM
long course is way 50 worse. Meter
50 meter
yeah.
But this kid gets about 130 meters in, and he's really starting to die bad. He stops at the 150 wall and just gets out right in front of his dad, dude. He just hopped out of the pool and quit the race at 150 right in front of his dad, who was the coach. And I was absolutely shook. He might have been more like 14 or 15.
He quit the race.
That's Brant Gressel just
putting down the... I was just going to say he pulled a Brant Gressel in competition. Oh, my God.
It was hilarious.
He got out and just said, fuck it, huh?
Legitimately.
What did his dad do?
He was pissed.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if he would have thrown him back in the pool, like held his head underwater? Just gone crazy? Actually, hey, that brings up a story. Both my brothers played AAU basketball into high school, and I stopped with AAU basketball like right around freshman year once it got to high school, and I wasn't going to be a basketball player, but like my two younger brothers were pretty decent at a high level, played for Kingdom Hoops, which anybody who knows AAU basketball, like that's one of the big two or three or four clubs or whatever you want to call it in Iowa. I watched a dad on my brother's team who was he coaching? I don't remember if he was coaching or he was just there and was mad with his son's performance. His son talked back to him during the game. And this dad, who was big as fuck, by the way, I'm talking like 6'9", 6'10", big, took his son in front of the entire place by the neck and slammed him up against the wall. I'll never forget it, bro. It was wild.
You were shaking, huh?
Well, so when shit like that happens in public, I am sort of a funny guy to watch because I watch it like it's a movie. I'm not the one whose mouth comes open. I'm not the one who intervenes. Dude, if I saw a plane crash happen right in front of me, tear through like a bunch of cars on a highway and an emergency landing, I would stand there like this and just watch. For some reason, when shit happens in public, I think it's entertainment. Like, it's so weird. So everyone else is like freaking out. The other players' parents on the team, they're trying to get him off the kid. My mom, like everybody's like, you know, making a move. I'm just chilling. And it was, it's probably one of the more real things I've seen. Like, you know, when something's just described as like real, that was one of the more real things I've ever seen in my life. Father put his son up against a concrete wall. Like you
sounds like a healthy father-son relationship.
Well, you know, there's a lot that maybe can be said or for that. But hey, don't talk back, you know, right?
Not to that guy, I guess.
At least if he's your dad. Anyway, I don't know how we got on this. Before we get back to the show, let's take a quick minute to shout out the boys at DRF and. They've been doing it big for us all year long in the year of 2022, coming through with the sponsorship, and it's because they're the right people to go to, the local spot if you want the best sports betting, and they're sending all parlays to the moon. Start cashing in with DRF Sportsbook's 22% profit boost for all MLB, NBA, or NHL parlays. The MLB season is here, and the NBA playoffs and Stanley Cup playoffs are winding down. So to celebrate, DRF Sportsbook wants to boost your profits. Head on over to DRF Sportsbook now to start betting and making some green. Jack Gervais, he puts on a football camp. Now, he does not ask the walk-ons to be coaches for the camp. He would never do that because, we don't play football anymore.
He did ask me to be a coach for the camp.
Well, then evidently I'm just a shit bird. I'm just a shit bird, and it is what it is. He probably asked Kevin too, because he's close with Kevin. So if you wanted to say that he asked you, Kev, and just leave me, he asked you and he didn't ask me, and that's okay. Cause why would he ask me? That's okay. But hey, when he wants a little pump and dump for a little publicity, guess who he texts? Guess who he texts? Registrations are starting to slow down. Guess who gets the call? No, I'll do anything.
Media guy.
I'll do any. Yeah. Tech guy. Head coach. I love how it's head coach Jake Gervais. Josie Jewell will be at this camp. The Outlaw. Ben Neiman. Tristan Wirfs. Parker Hesse. Nate Stanley. Nick Neiman. Keith Duncan. Nick Easley. Alaric Jackson. Jack Heflin. Ivory Kelly Martin. Kyler Schott. Jordan Cans. Caleb Shudak. Dane Belton. Austin Blythe. Tyler Linderbaum. And Matt Nelson. That is a, that's a lineup if I've ever heard of one.
Those are some dudes right there.
Dunk and Ease and Ivo are the only ones who aren't on a team with those out of those like 20 guys, 15 guys. So there's a decent amount of football experience there. Do you have a child that's age range? Hold on, wait for it. I should have probably looked that up before. Oh, that's an incoming kindergarten through ninth grader who would like to learn from such athletes. Well, don't we have an opportunity for you? There's three sessions. Kindergarten through second grade is going to happen at 9 a.m. to 10:30. This is all on June 24th, by the way. So a little more than a month out here, about 6 weeks, 7 weeks. 11:30 to 1 is the third through fifth graders and 2 to 3.
I'm sorry, back it up. How long is it till June 24th?
Oh shit, it is. It's June.
it's like 3 weeks away.
Just kidding. It's 3 weeks away. Damn. Is this year going fast, boys?
It is. Very. It absolutely is.
Like, how is it June, huh? I feel like May didn't even happen. Where'd it go? April and May. I feel like
flying by, man. Flying by.
Tell you what, man.
Don't like it.
Tell you what. It's all this getting old thing, huh? 27. Because when you're younger, every day that passes is more, it's a larger percentage of your life than, and now it's just, you know, one after another. Anyway, the Rally for Reed Youth Football Camp is a great opportunity for your child. I'm reading this straight off the website, so I'm just ripping it. Hope they don't mind. Great opportunity for your child to come and learn football fundamentals from the best to ever suit up for the Iowa Hawkeyes. That is not hyperbole. They literally have Tristan and Josie and some of the best. Along with current and or former NFL professional athletes, this camp will focus on teaching young kids who love the game of football the basic fundamentals of what it takes to be successful both on and off the field. From our position drills with current NFL linebackers to learning from the 2022 Super Bowl champion, Jake Gervais. Oh, dear God.
I hate that so much.
Nothing like blowing yourself.
Our camp, I guarantee he didn't write that, but I get it. Our camp will give kids the chance to learn from the best and have some fun with former Hawkeyes. Not only will this be a day of learning, but all the proceeds from the camp will go to the Rally for Reed Foundation to support local Iowa families battling pediatric cancer, support pediatric cancer research, and help bring awareness to childhood cancer. Join us on Friday, June 24th, which is in about 2.5 weeks, not 6 weeks. Thank you, Kevin. Concessions will be available as well as a small Rally for Reed pop-up store with merchandise for purchase. Each participant gets a t-shirt. The location is the Jack and Pat Bush Stadium, Assumption High School campus. I assume that is where Jake Gervais played his high school football. You ever played in Jack and Pat Bush Stadium, Drake? You haven't? You're on mute.
Not unless that is Brady Street.
No. Central Park Avenue.
No.
Okay. Did you ever – you played Gervais in high school, though? They came to Muscatine?
They came – no, I played Gervais. I think I only played Gervais at Brady Street. I can't remember.
The Rally for Reed Foundation will award 20 to 25 scholarships for children who otherwise would not be able to attend the football – due to financial constraints. I don't know if you have to. Oh, those were already due. Okay. Well, for next year, depending on financial situation, there's scholarships available as well. If you got a kid and you actually want to go to a football camp with coaches who know what they're doing, this would be the one to send them to. And not only that, but the entry and all the money goes to a good cause. That is coming up. And Jake, I hope I sold that for you. There's going to be, I don't know. I could have lied and said there was going to be more there. Fireworks and ponies, circus. Drake's going to be there.
Iowa City Block Party is the next day.
The 25th?
Yeah.
And I know, Kev, you're a big IC Block Party guy.
Big fan, man. It's a great time.
Now tell me about the Iowa City Block Party because I've never been.
You never been?
What, Is that where they put a bunch of sand and they play like beach volleyball down on the?
Are you acting surprised that Kluver's never been?
I mean, they started it when we were still there. They did like the first one our senior year, I think.
Yeah, they did.
He didn't go to the crawfish boil in our driveway.
You're right. You're right.
I didn't attend an event that was outside my door. So
that still filths me. Absolutely filths me.
I know it makes you really mad. I know it does.
You weren't sick or anything. Like, you just didn't want to hang out.
To be honest, I don't know what was going on. Because usually, even if something like that was happening, I would come outside.
Dude, you sat inside and watched YouTube and played video games.
You know how much.
And you texted us that that's what you were doing. And you're like, no, fuck you guys. This is what I want to do.
Well, at the time, it was what I wanted to do.
Now, looking back, that was over 5 years ago now. It's like 5 years and 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Month and a half ago now. Do you still, is that still what you wish you'd done? Just sat inside, watch YouTube and played video games?
Good question. On that day specifically, looking back, probably could have came out, plopped the ass in the lawn chair and just hung out with the boys. You know, you just
played your Clash of Clans out there.
Yeah. Speaking of, been grinding some Clash lately.
I've been playing a little bit of Clash myself.
I'll never forget the guy who explained a giant goblin archer attack to me. He's like, yeah, you on the CAM bus in 2014. People have no idea what we're talking about. I wish I would have come out and sat with the boys. Actually, we had that conversation the other day. Somebody put a golf video in the chat where the guy chucked his club like 200 feet. And Ike was like, someone said, this reminds me of back in college. Just it feels like we're back with the boys. And I was like, yeah, man, this reminds me of the time when all you guys would go golf and I'd be in my room at the house watching YouTube, waiting for you guys to get done golfing. Which actually, it's this time of year now. This would be the time of year. And this is the only relevant Iowa football content is the Hawks are off their 3 week break. Jack Campbell's not in Hawaii anymore with his fiance. I don't think they're engaged yet. Gonna be, probably. I mean, if you're going to Hawaii, you're probably tying the knot, right? The boys are back. In fact, I got a call from old LeVar Woods yesterday. Talked to the best special teams coordinator in the country about a special teams camp that I will be coaching next week. And he said, yeah, the boys are back in town. It's that time of year. It's the time of year when Tyler was real worried about conditioning for 3 years until I finally figured it out. You know, were you guys both in the group when I threw up doing barefoot 55s? Because I waterlogged myself. You were drinking?
I know I was. I know I was. No. And you still blame, oh, I was waterlogged. Oh, I was waterlogged.
I was. Dude, it wasn't. Barefoot 55s. It wasn't because I was out of shape. Well, I suppose you could argue that because even no matter how waterlogged you are, at some level of in shape, you probably wouldn't. I don't know. I had like a gallon and a half of water in me in the last hour. So it was pretty bad. Doyle yelled at me, of course. I deserved it. I looked like an asshole.
You deserve that one.
Yeah. Not the only time Doyle yelled at me. Happened a few times. Kev, I feel like you never got yelled at by any of the strength coaches. Did it ever happen in your 5 years?
Twice.
What did you do? I want to know.
First time was camp freshman year. Freshmen had to go to Devo meetings, which just means we have to watch extra film.
Yep.
And Coach Parker accidentally, like, remember the old complex? There wasn't clocks in the position rooms,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Fed would just ring the horn, the air horn, to let us know positions were done, position meetings were done, and then it was time to go to practice. Well, there was a lift scheduled, but there were supposed to be Devo meetings before the lift. And we're just in there with Coach Parker talking about how to play palms, which is a coverage. And he just goes, oh, shit, you guys got to lift. You got to go. And it's me, Ruck, Dez and Solly. Yeah. And you guys like, oh shit, we got to hump it over to the indoor. And we were late. And so why are you guys late? We were in meeting with Coach Parker. That is not a fucking excuse. You guys know you're supposed to be here at whatever time it is. That is not an excuse. I'm like, yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Won't happen again, sir.
I feel like that's a really good excuse.
It's about as good of an excuse as you could have, but
either have a meeting with KF or you have a meeting with Coach Parker. So those are like the tier of excuses.
It wasn't an excuse. Hey, what can you say?
Yeah.
What was number two?
Number two, I fucked up a cone drill, got pissed off, kicked a cone, and Doyle rightfully yelled at me for that.
Kev kicked a cone?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I wish I would have seen that one.
Yeah. That was a low point for the boys.
I'll never forget. And when George finally fucking figures out his life and comes on our podcast, he can attest to this.
When he figures out his life, I feel like our podcast is low on the totem pole of life checklists.
The people's tight end, his top priority should be the walk-ons. That's all that matters. And we were doing, God, I'll never forget it. It was when they put the prowlers on the yard lines and we went out to the hash and back. I started throwing up and George was kind of, for some reason, he never struggled with like prowlers for some reason, but he wasn't doing well. Like he was sort of on the edge of unwell. He saw me throw up and he immediately just started vomiting in the same trash can. I'm talking like the top of our heads are together. We're both vomiting. Hillier sees us. He fucking joins in on the trash can behind. It was like a domino effect, man. And I had like seven guys just in the can. All of them would have been fine if one after the other, they didn't see and hear us vomit.
If you just held your water, it would just would have been fine for everyone. Oh. No, that's 100% true, man. Sometimes I'm feeling fine, and then it's either the smell or the sound of someone gagging that just kind of sets me off.
You know what would do it to me, bro? Is I'd get to the end of the workout, and then it's like, all right, call it up. And it's right after that last rep, whatever it may be, prowlers or 60s and stations, whatever. And I'm breathing heavy and I'm right on the edge. This is like 2014, 15 off seasons. After that, I was all good. We'd come together in a group and you can smell the workout clothes, which get that old smell to them after so many times through the laundry. And
they got some musk to them.
The musk, the sweat, and everybody's standing close to one another. And it's hot and it's already,
there's some smelly dudes too.
Oh yeah. And it's thick in the indoor and you mix all that together and they want you to pull it in close. You're basically you're nut to butt with somebody as Doyle or Ray or whoever breaks down the group. And you're just trying to like angle your face at a spot where you're not going to catch a whiff of some guy's breath or, you know, God forbid someone rips ass right at the end. I mean, that's what would send me over the edge. That's just no can do.
To be honest, listening to Kevin describe that story about Devo film into a lift with Doyle into practice, it was like sending me into nightmares.
It gave you a little bit of anxiety there?
I was feeling just bad, just putting myself back in that whole mind frame.
Well, think
just felt bad, boys.
Just the
freshman year too,
not good.
Been on the campus for 2 months.
Well, just the fact that Coach Parker, when he realized, he said, "Oh shit," he knew it was urgent. He knew that you guys were fucked.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, "Yeah, whatever. They'll get yelled at."
They gotta learn how to respond under fire. You know, right?
Sometimes it is good to learn by fire. Drake, were you ever bitched at like hard by the strength coaches?
What?
Dude,
I was like white boy number one.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that was target number one.
They were racist towards black people, not white people.
Yeah. That was the joke there. That was the whole joke. Since our strength staff was racist.
All racist.
I was white boy number one.
Okay. So give me your worst encounter. I want to know your worst. Okay, maybe you can't tell your worst encounter.
I don't think I can tell my worst. I'll tell you like one that just pissed me off the most because it was the stupidest. I've told this story before. Every Friday, Macon Cox and
when you were doing the biceps,
came down to the weight room and I got yelled at like week 8 because he just wanted to yell at somebody.
Yeah.
One of the worst ones though, I screwed up a dot drill our senior year in a primer and got exploded on.
I remember that one.
Dude, that was nuclear.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, holy shit, mate.
I remember
during the primer, everybody caught their breath and stopped sweating by the time he was done cursing my ass out.
there were several times where someone, and it wasn't even Doyle necessarily, somebody got the ass chewing for the day, and it came at a real opportune time for this guy's aerobic system. Let me tell you what. They're supposed to be.
Who has two thumbs and is glad you're getting your ass chewed?
This guy. Dude, I relate with that so hard. I can remember several times where in my head I'm thinking, God, I feel bad for you, man, but what a time for us to get double the rest in between these reps right now. Like, thank you to somebody somewhere, you know, as long as it didn't affect us, because occasionally when that happened, everybody had to restart, you know? God, I think the worst was when it would happen in the summer and we had a speed warm up and you had to restart the speed warm up. Oof, yuck. Those were tough. Yeah. Well, that's fun. You guys got anything else?
What drills give you guys the highest anxiety that you were going to mess up?
Box wave.
You worried about a box wave, Kluver?
Reactive box wave when they're going backpedal. Dude.
You're worried that you're going to mess that up? You're just following directions, man.
But you're trying to flip the hip so fast. You want to – I didn't like that.
Drake?
I don't know if I had any drills other than Doyle's inside and in front in stations and 60s.
That one was bad.
That one is bad, man. You do not – we've talked about it. You do not want to be the guy who gets beat on inside and in front. You are getting exploded on.
Torched.
Just, yeah, that's true. That's
what about you, Kevin? Was there? I feel like you had one in mind.
Ladders. There was one time freshman year where my feet were just not working, and I had to redo the – I think it was Icky Shuffle. I had to redo it like 3 times.
And I remember that.
And it had to, I had to do it like 3 times, and I never had that issue ever again, but all the way through senior year, like ladders gave me a little bit of anxiety.
And you were pissed that day too, huh? You were so pissed.
Well, yeah. Cause I was like usually good at them. And then like by the third time I'm redoing it, I'm like doing it at a snail's pace.
So this one will be a little harder to describe for the fans, but there was a mobility drill. It was kind of a dynamic mobility where there was hurdles placed sort of at the beginning of a conga line of stuff that we would do. And you would open up, you'd fork your fingers together, press them out overhead. So this is working on your thoracic mobility. And then you would turn sideways and go one leg over the other, these static hurdles. And when somebody clipped a hurdle with their heel, sometimes it was not good. Other times I remember it being like, okay, fucking start over. But sometimes it was DEFCON 9 or whatever you want to call it. Like there were days where they just didn't want to deal with the little bullshit. And clipping your heel with the hurdle, like guy might have tight hips that day, right? But it's just the
can't
little.
I remember everyone getting blown up on it.
Oh, dude,
it's,
I do.
Usually just, you know, start over, whatever.
I remember several where they went ballistic on people. Yeah. So That's that. Rally for Reed football camp. There's 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. If you got a little kiddo that's going into any of the elementary school grade levels, hit him up. They got guys like Josie Jewell out there. He's pretty good at football. Do you guys see the little thing he posted on his story of like the little guy and his
beard? Yeah, that little Josie was funny, dude.
I like
the off season because Josie responds more in the group chat.
Way more.
Josie's a freaking ghost during the season.
In season, Josie is ghost chat.
He's David Blaine.
He's worried about football and his family, and that is
family.
And good for him, you know.
Which is probably what should be his priorities, but you know.
Well, when you have conversations like today's conversation that happen, he just doesn't have time for that shit, you know. And we can't talk about
that. I'd argue the opposite. Those are the important conversations.
You think that's what he needs during the season to kind of
those are the conversations that need to be had.
Ike loves when that conversation gets brought up, and everyone.
we've had it like three times. This is the third time that this group chat has had this very argument,
and everybody's been on the same side every time.
Drake switched today, actually.
Well, that makes sense in in regards to the conversation. Not everyone's going to get to hear this conversation. If you get real lucky, Drake and I will talk about it on DHT next week. Maybe. I mean, we probably won't give our opinion, but we might pose the ultimatum question, which starts the conversation. I just really want to be like Josie, man. I just want to be like Josie. Is there any way I can be like him?
Nope.
I think there is one way. I've always wanted to be like Josie and Ike because they both still play football. That's probably not in the cards for me, but I did find one way to still be like them.
Be in the XFL?
No. Any other guesses?
In the metaverse?
No.
Kill yourself and hope reincarnation's real?
No. No. What do they have that I don't?
Money,
good looks.
Keep going.
Athleticism, height, strength, skills.
That's bullshit, first of all, because I'm just as strong in a lot of things. Keep going. You guys don't have it either.
A future.
Children.
What, bro?
That's
you dropping the bomb on the podcast?
Never thought in my life that I would announce this on an episode of a podcast that I run.
What? Baby Kluber on the way? Confirmed?
You didn't pull out?
There's a walk-on on the way, man.
Oh, let's go.
Ooh, food's just getting expensive, and they're just starting to run out of formula, bro. It's
great timing. Oh, my man.
Trust me, man. I've tried to, you know, get in contact with somebody to see if we could take it back, but... The fucking gas prices,
left one in the chamber, man. Let's go.
The reproductive system works. It works.
Our man Kluver is fertile and he is spreading his seed. Congrats, man.
That is in fact why we're recording tonight, because we're going to people will know, the public will know tomorrow, but people are hearing this episode the day after that. We're recording on Tuesday. You're going to hear this on Thursday. Walk on Nation. There's a new walk on coming December 19th, 2022.
Hey, let's go.
Imagine if she holds on and you have a Josie Jr. on Christmas.
It could happen, man.
Imagine it's a week early and we got the same birthday.
It could be a Kevin. Oh, it could be 12, a Josie.
12.
Queens are good.
Dude, imagine how pissed Josie will be if your kid steals his shine in the group chat.
That's true. I don't think was that Kaylee yelling at Bane?
Yelling at Bane and Mila, because every time they're together, they just fucking wrestle.
They just want to play. Well, I'm about to have a little Bane or Mila. I probably won't name it one of those, but that's the news.
It'd be cool if you named him Bane.
That's the news, man.
Are you going to get the kid a little dog to play with?
You know what? I think a kid is enough for us to take care of right now. You know, we took long enough. Going to be 28 when this thing comes into the world.
And that's long enough?
Yeah, man. We're in a different situation. We've been together since we were 12 years old. Like, our friends from back home have been waiting on a kid for 4 years at this point from us. I mean, it's just, that's...
Give the fuck what your friends are waiting for. I'm like, happy for you and right. Lauren, if you guys are like happy that it's the time, but I mean, fuck other people.
Well, I mean, if I cared what other people thought, we would have had one 4 years ago.
That's fair.
We're on our own time, but the time is here. The time is
that's,
here.
That's dope, dude. And I really was going to get all of us can be of high enough. What am I trying to say? A high enough influence, strong enough influence in your kid's life that they turn out cooler than you.
I sure would like them to turn out cooler than me. Speaking of that, I actually, you know, not to take away from the kid, we'll get back to that in a second. Yesterday, I'm on a walk with Lauren. And as I've mentioned, we live real close to Waukee High School. The other day, in fact, or I guess about a month ago, we ran the 400, right? Tried to run it on the Waukee track, talked about it on this podcast. Evidently, I think he's the track coach, was the guy I met last night. His nephews listened to the pod. Shout out to those two, Eric and I knew I'd forget the other kid's name. They immediately contacted the guy and was like, hey, what the fuck? Why are we kicking this guy off the track? Huh? He's trying to run. He's trying to run. So I see this guy pass by him. You know, Lauren and I are just on the edge of our neighborhood last night. He goes, do you happen to be Tyler Kluber? I'm like, that is me. And he goes, yada, yada.
You know, when somebody asks you for your name, if you're somebody, you don't just say, yeah, that's me. You say who the fuck's asking.
100%, Drake. 100%.
What? Dude, I don't. Maybe in some situations I would, but in the middle of Waukee, the key to good living, some guy who's out just like getting his exercise in on a Monday night, I ain't too worried about who's asking, right?
All right.
You know, if I'm
in Nashville, somebody just pops by me and says, are you somebody? Who are you?
Yeah. I mean, like, if I'm in, you know, if I'm on the north side of Marshalltown, maybe I'm not Tyler Kluver that day, you know? But this guy goes, I heard you wanted to run on the track, man. Like, hit me up. I'll give you access whenever you want. I was like, fuck yeah, man. I'm all about that. I turn to Lauren. We walk away. We're like finishing our walk. And I go, I'm cooler at 27 than I ever was when I was 20. Which is still coming back to the kid. Not very cool. Not that cool. But
you're just the bald CrossFit guy.
The bald CrossFit dad. No. Which means you guys kind of have to call me daddy.
Well, absolutely. You know, here's the only thing that if there's one thing that I'm jealous of now that you have that I don't, it's a dad dick. Now forever, you got a dad dick.
This is true, I guess. Kev, I don't know. That's not the first thing I was going to, you know, but.
Nope, that is not what. I never know where Drake's going, but that was not in the realm of possibility.
Wouldn't have guessed that in 100,000 tries.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. It's.
I wouldn't have guessed Drake's going to say, yeah, I'm jealous of your meat.
Jealous of that cock, man. Jealous. It's pretty cool. I'm happy to be able to bring the first child to the podcast. This would be a great time, I suppose, to tell you guys patreon.com/washedupwalkons because goddamn, you know, diapers are expensive.
Life is about to get expensive and Kluver is about to be taking no vacations because food's too expensive, mate.
Expensive, man. We're eating for three now. You know, we're buying for three, which is pretty goddamn cool. I got to tell you, I know you guys are a ways out from the kids probably, unless something unexpected happens. Maybe not. Maybe you guys are fucking planning it. I don't know. But there was a time 3 or 4 years ago, right out of college for sure, where I was like, yo, I'm not ready for kids. And Drake, we've had several occasions, even yesterday on our DHT, where I've talked about the the maturation process of me as a human in the last 6 years.
Yep.
This has been, along with the gradual decline in my lack of empathy, the desire to start a family and have a child, multiple children someday, has grown strong. And we are about, let's see, we had our 12-week appointment yesterday. And when you are sitting in that doctor's office and they are looking for the heartbeat and they find it and you can hear that thing, that's a cool moment, man.
Clue of the cycle.
So you were shooting jumpers in March Madness too?
Yeah, man. well, yeah, a little before that. Well, no, March. Yeah. Yeah. And I splashed, dude. Fucking good from three, baby. Let's go.
Shooting wetties.
that was honestly, I mean, we filled it with some pretty good other questions, but that was the purpose of this podcast, basically. I don't have anything else other than to say that I'm bringing in another walk-on. Hopefully the guy can get a scholarship. God damn. You know, but for now, with me as his dad, probably looking at a walk-on opportunity a lot of places. Let's just be real, huh? Hey, let's just be real. Kid's going to come out with a horrible hairline, the thickest legs that don't work ever. And that's it. That's all he gets. Sorry. Sorry, bud. It could be a girl. Sorry, hon. That's all you get. That's tough if it's a girl too. Cause
how many deep are we going in the Kluver squad? Do you think?
Not very. I'm not going to have a Josie Jewell family. You know, I think what are they going to have, like five Jewell kids at some point? Probably. I don't know.
I mean, they got two right now. I'm saying no less than three, probably four, maybe five.
I would agree with that. That's a good assumption. I think five might be a little big, but he comes from a family of four. And I feel like when you come from a family, you kind of
want that number.
Yeah, you like that number. It just seems normal to you. Mm-hmm. Three always seemed normal to me. My wife, Lauren, is one of two. She has a sister. Two always seemed normal to her.
So two and a half.
Two and a half. And
you're going to have a midget.
What are you talking about? The two are already going to be midgets, bro. I'm their dad. Two, one out. And I'll be honest, like, you know, two's a little cheaper than three. But hey, maybe two comes along and then all of a sudden I'm like, God damn, kind of like kids. Give me another, you know? But right now, two's probably the but we're just focused on getting this first one.
Are you gonna go back to back?
No, probably not. We'll probably give it a little time on the you know,
figure out if you even like the first one.
Yeah, see if we want to let the first one hang around or not. Damn. Gonna be a dad though.
That's crazy, dude.
How nuts is that?
Very nuts. Very nuts.
I can't wait to Lion King my child on the podcast for the podcast to see for the very first time.
I mean, that's yeah, if we're not using this thing for content, what are we doing?
It's the only reason I'm having it.
Yeah, exactly. We got to grow the pod.
Hey, you know, I've been planning this for years, honestly. This is the evolution of the Tyler Kluver brand. I'm now a dad fitness brand. Hey. That's it. It's Tyler Kluver, Dad Fitness. That's what it is. This is a dad podcast. There's going to be a new podcast. I'm going to make Drake have a kid so that we can both have kids. And then it's going to be Patreon Parent Wednesday, right after Dickhead Tuesday, where we're just degenerates on Tuesday. And then we come on and we give dad advice on Wednesday. It's all for the content. Drake, come on, man. I know you want a little guy. I know you do.
I got Bane, dude.
That's bullshit. You want a kid.
I got mine right here.
If my
typical
kid...
Typical millennial. Thinks his dog is his kid.
I'm surprised Bane doesn't
speak. Have a, but yeah.
Does Bane have an Instagram yet, man? Fuck.
No. But I love the little guy.
So there we go. That's the announcement. I was kind of getting butterflies. Like, you two are my boys. And I don't know why. It was probably because I'm about to tell like 3,000 to 5,000 people on this thing. That's probably why I was a little nervous. But yeah, there's I found one way to be like Ike and Josie, and that's to procreate. So,
dude, if, by you asking that question and me shitting on you, it was the perfect entry for you telling
it was decent
that you were having a kid.
It was decent. I'm gonna text the I'm gonna text the full group of the boys after we get off this thing. But
that's dope.
Got to figure out how to do the whole dad thing now. That's all I got to say. So again, patreon.com/washupwalkons are, you know, all that money now goes to the children and one specific child. In fact, who knows what, child, you know, who knows what child it's going to now. I'm not going to go into detail on what children your money's helping. You know,
just know that it's going to children.
It's helping the children. Right. And there is just one, not having twins. For a while, I was like, try and get pregnant. I feel like we might have twins or something. The whole process is, you know, when they say the term adulting, that's a very adulting moment. So,
yeah, that's about as adulting as it gets right there.
That's about it.
I mean, I think we're actually probably too old at this point to be saying adulting. We've been adults for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, but Drake and I really don't live adult lives. Like you do for sure, Kev. But I wake up and work out during like half of my day, and Drake goes to Jits, and then we get on and talk shit on the internet. Like that's all we do. So I don't know.
All right, that's fair.
Seems pretty childlike to me. But now, I mean, I guess I got to grow up a little, huh?
Probably can't. You're gonna be the stay at home dad, huh?
There's gonna be some stay at home dad action going on. Yeah.
That's the dream right there, man.
I can't wait. Girl or boy, dude, we're doing plyometrics month one. Tell you what. I mean, French contrast training in the garage gym is what it is. Like kids.
You know what's going to be the most annoying thing ever is when Kluver starts talking about his training program for his kid. Like he's 5 years old and he's already trained his kid like one of those dads. And we're just going to hate him. And we're going to try and like tell the kid that it's okay to hate his dad. We hate him too. And, like, just listen to his uncles and we'll get him through life. Just act like his dad isn't even his dad. We got his back because Kluver is just going to be such a dickhead.
I'm never introducing him to you, Drake, her or him. Kevin, I'll let him meet you, but Drake, it's still up in the air on that one right now. Only if Kaylee's around.
It's not up in the air at all.
I know this. It would be very hard for my kids to be as much of a stud as Josie's, and definitely there's no way that they're going to be as tank-like as Ike's. So I'm just hoping there's a little bit of cuteness in there and, you know, we can bring something, you know, a decent little product to the table here. I think we can
just remember if it sucks, you can always just throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's how it works, but there is a conversation that's going around nationally lately about that. So, probably won't get into that, but just wanted to let you guys know, everybody out there, Drake, Kevin, and all the listeners of a podcast, I'm announcing that I'm having a child on a podcast.
On a podcast that we started on a whim from a group chat. And
now I'm having a kid. You're watching your boy grow up, everybody at home. Just want to let you know. Now, here's what I don't want. Most of you out there are parents. I don't need the fucking advice. Okay? let me sink in my own ship. Let me figure it out. You know? Now, if I ask for advice, gladly, I'll take whatever you got. And I'm sure there will be times. But please don't write me a book on Thursday when this comes out telling me how to breastfeed, right? Like, I got great pecs, but I don't, you know, I don't even know how to do that. No, I, in advance, because I know a lot of you will reach out probably and say something. Maybe you don't give a fuck, but if you do, I appreciate anybody who does. And, I appreciate you guys coming back and listening to this show and buying into our content, buying into our Patreon, buying our merch, by the way, fully tinted shirts on the way to you boys. Because this has become half of what I do as far as how I support myself. And that now literally does go into me supporting my going to be family. So I have a, I'm, you know, I don't like saying the word blessed because I think that implies sort of religion and stuff. And I'm not the, you know, most religious guy, but I'm a very fortunate to be able to talk with my friends on a podcast about Iowa football and other dumb shit, talk to really cool people who are way better than us. And that affords me a little bit of income and, lets me work from home and do the fitness stuff that I love. And I've been able to create a life after college in these 4 or 5 years. That is the only way I can describe as absolutely silly. And, the fact that I get to, you know, now part of that will be, I literally get to be at home with my kid and spend a lot of time with them that a lot of parents don't get the ability to. That's pretty cool. So thank you.
Sign up to Tyler Kluwer Fitness and to patreon.com/wash.
With that being, yeah, with that being said,
he has no idea how broke he's about to be.
I'm so broke. So broke. So patreon.com/washup walk-ons. It'll go to the kids in the hospital and my kid and July fitness challenge. If you've been on your ass all year and you wasted the first 6 months, well, guess what? Life's not getting any easier. You're not getting any younger. Why don't you join the fucking TK Fast Fit 30-day challenge in July? We'll lose a little weight. We'll get your ass on track. Prime time for football season so that you can fucking lose it all with the tailgate. There you go. That's all I got. Anything else?
I got one last little fun little story for you two.
All right.
Last night, making dinner, cooking up some bacon for club sandwiches. My phone's buzzing. Look over. Bang. Theo's calling me. Haven't talked to Theo in a bit. He's been on tour. Haven't seen him in forever at the gym. Hey, man, what's going on? Da, da, da. We shot the shit for 10 or 15 minutes. And we're talking about, he's like, do you, it's like, you still in Nashville or are you in Arizona? Because he had seen like that I had been in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm still in Nashville for a bit, but moving back there. He's like, wait, you're moving? And he got super bummed. He's like, man, all of my friends are leaving Nashville.
Wow.
And he's like, well, man, just know that like, if you're ever back in Nashville and you need a place to stay, you can stay in my place, whether I'm here or not. He's like, I got a really nice guest room and you're always welcome. I got the perma invite from Theo to stay at his house, dude. So that, I thought that would be kind of cool. He went from being my favorite comedian and a guy that I just like dreamed of meeting, which kind of sounds homo, but no, I just love the guy. So, and to now he's like a homie to the point where I could stay at his house.
That's wild. That's,
when you throw on a rager.
Imagine Theo's out of town. Drake goes over. Hey boys, we're having a party at Theo Vaughn's house.
Now everybody knows where Theo lives.
Yeah, his address is everywhere, man. Like, that'd be hilarious. That is wild that you just like rolled into that situation. That's crazy.
Literally rolled into it.
He called you his friend, man. All my friends are leaving. Oh, that's crazy. Well, you're best friends with Theo. I'm having a kid, and Kevin
owns Striker.
There's nothing going on here, boys.
Oh man,
there's nothing going on here.
That's sad. Well, maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
I gotta go read more books on how to be a dad. So we'll cap it there. Decent little episode.
My mom did say that reading books helped a ton.
We'll figure it out.
Helped her know what to expect.
I will say this, it's something hard to describe. Obviously, like at some point you make the conscious decision to try and have kids, as you previously alluded to in a more brash way.
How wild is that to make that conscious decision to shoot the gun at the target?
With there's no vest on anymore.
No vest.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's different. I mean, the first time you're like, fuck, we're pregnant. We're pregnant. Let me tell you, it's not that easy. Hey, dude, you're talk about commitment. You're fucking making a big old life decision there. It's some serious shit. It feels cool, man. It just feels cool. It's hard to describe. And I know like everybody says that, like when you have kids, it's the best thing in your life. I've already experienced that on some level of like, once you find out you're pregnant and you go to the first ultrasound, like you see the fucking ultrasound picture size of a lime this week, by the way, you know, those apps where they tell you it's like the size of an apple and then the size of a fucking loaf of bread. And then eventually it's a cantaloupe, and this week it's a lime. So
look at our wow. Look at our boy. Look at our boy Tyler.
Is what it is. Is what it is.
I'm gonna be shook when December comes, dude.
Yo, you are, bro. I'm gonna, dude.
Hey, listen. It better not take away from DHT. If you tell me you're too busy for DHT, we're going to have issues.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that when it happens. But dude, like if we go to the Big Ten championship again, there's a decent chance that like I might not be able to go.
Why?
You should have a couple of weeks of buffer zone.
Should have a couple of weeks, but like, dude, what if something happens? Like,
then like, you just have the kid in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
What do you care whether they're born in Waukee or Indianapolis?
Well, if I had all the decisional making,
I got some great marriage advice for you.
Yeah.
Just leave your extremely pregnant wife at home.
This is what I'm talking about, right? Like Lauren probably not going to want to travel at 38 weeks to Indianapolis, right? If she goes into labor 2 weeks early, and I'm at the goddamn Big Ten championship,
I think she'd understand.
She'd kill me. I'm dead. My child is now fatherless and has daddy issues because I'm dead. So it might just be a Kevin and Drake party this year. If there's another meetup and all this shit, I might have to manage it from back home base, you know?
Oh, that sounds like a butt show and a half.
I know this. If I don't go, Drake won't go. And then that's just what it is.
Then just, yeah, washed up walk-ons LLC is just buying my ticket. I'm just going to go by myself.
Oh, yeah. We'll buy, for sure buy your ticket. I mean, we'll pay for you to, company will send you out there for sure.
Yeah. Give me one of them press passes, man.
I bet you could get 100%. I bet you could get
one. Bet you could too.
If they let me in, Kev, they're letting you in.
We'll see.
Doesn't mean anything for Drake though. So that's it. There's a new walk-on coming. Don't know what I'm going to title this episode because I don't want to give it away in the title, but thanks to all you crazy people, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people that I just told that I'm having a baby. So that's weird, but it is what it is. 324. And who knows? Maybe the show just dies now. Maybe I only care about my kid. Maybe this is what finally, you know, kills the brand. Probably not.
That was not on the list of bettable items for what kills the podcast.
Well, it was
in the other category.
Well,
plus 3,000.
I would actually bank on it to make the brand stronger because now I feel you get this like sense of like I need to provide, you know. So,
all right, yeah. Don't get on your game. And stop slacking.
Damn. Yes, I got to start fucking around. And so that's good news for DHT, probably Drake. I'll probably be there. Because we got to keep pumping out the content. And now with
now you might do 2 episodes a week.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But, you know, with a kid, there's going to be a kid is a constant content machine.
True.
So we can't wait.
Every time you get pooped on,
yeah.
You can just take videos of you cleaning diarrhea off just your face.
Pukes in my mouth. Yeah, we love that.
I can't wait for the first time where you're changing his diaper and then he just starts peeing all over you.
Could be a girl, man. In fact, Lauren and I kind of, not that you can really guess, but there's this like internal, like, oh, I feel like it's a girl. Who knows? Short either way, thick thighs, no hair. That's what it is. 324. The boy's having a kid. The boy's having a boy or a girl. And we got to figure out how to be a parent, but we will figure it out. And that's how it is. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon. Peace.
Peace.